Hello, everyone. Welcome back. This is episode 70 of my podcast, Brain Dribble, where you're going to be hearing some outside sounds because now it is hot. It used to be cold and it sucked because it was cold, but at least you could get warm. But now that it's warm, it's not as easy to get cold. And so I'm just sitting here with a light mist on my forehead. I haven't even done anything. All I did was sit down. I was fine. Until you start, something about recording and like having things running, it just instantly makes the temperature go up 20 degrees. It doesn't matter if you're in a cold room, it's going to be hot. It doesn't matter. So now I have my windows open and people on the outside world can hear me. So this is my first ever live stream it's an analog live stream. It's a live stream that if people come and surround my house, they can hear me talk. And even then, probably not that much, you know? They'd probably have to listen very carefully. Listen very carefully to what I'm about to tell you, okay? Get away from my house, please. I do not. The last thing I need is people surrounding my house, listening to me. Because that would be weird. And I just don't really think that's necessary. Like, could you go home? So now it's finally not winter anymore. It is officially not winter. I look outside, I see green. That's great. I love green. I love taking 4 allergy pills a day. I love it. It's great. That's the only way I want it to be. If it could be like this all year round, just spring, you know, like the height of pollen season. I wish it could just be like that all year round so that I could have a stuffy nose and just a raw skin around my nose because you can never get all the snot gone. It's like a cold. It's like having a cold all winter and then spring comes around and then you're just sneezing still because the cold just gives you a cold sometimes, and then the spring gives you basically a cold, which is allergies. And then there's pretty much one season where I am normal, which is summer. And then it's just extra hot. It's like every season has its ups and downs, right? But I think for me, it all just sucks. Every single season sucks. Winter, you got a stuffy nose. Spring, you got allergies. Summer, it's just fucking humid and hot. Fall, you get allergies again. And then it's rinse and repeat. It's every year. Every year sucks. Day in and day out, I'm just dying inside because of the nature. My body just absolutely despises nature, dude. I try to force myself to like eat fruit because I have this weird thing where when I eat fruit, it hurts. You know? You ever have that thing where when you eat fruit, it hurts? I used to not know that I was allergic to avocados, and I would eat avocados because I liked them, and they're healthy, and I enjoy the taste of avocado. But then one day I was like, hey, is it supposed to hurt when you eat an avocado? It's like, for most people, it's all creamy. An avocado is nice and creamy. And for me, it feels like there are spikes going into my tongue and mouth area. So I just thought that was normal. I thought it was like, ooh, my body's having an immediate allergic reaction to the avocado. And it's registering in my mouth as pain. But that's just what everyone gets that, right? The thing that sold me when I realized I was like, oh, I'm really allergic to avocado is my girlfriend at the time was going to like give me just like a back massage, and she used avocado oil, and I had to hop in the shower because that shit got red and hives and bumps and itchy. And so no more avocado for this boy. Anytime I go to a sushi restaurant or like I want to get quick sushi at the grocery store, I gotta look, and there's only like two options I can get because everything has avocado. And cucumber kind of does it too, where like if most people, when they eat a cucumber, they say it barely has any taste. Cucumbers have a very, very specific taste to me. When I eat an avocado, when I eat a cucumber, it just lingers for a while and it's gross. You know, like my body just hates nature. You put something fresh inside of me, and my body's like instantly like, dude, I don't know about this. I can take one sip of a smoothie and tell you if it's gonna bother me or not. I'm like, anytime you go to like a juice bar or whatever, you want to get a smoothie, and they brag about how they have fresh fruit. They're like, we made with real fruit. And I see that and I think, God damn it. Can't you make it fake for me? Can't you use frozen fruit for me? Even frozen fruit sometimes does it, the pollen or something. It's just, it doesn't hit the face right when you put it. Something bad happens when you put it in my mouth. Please don't twist those words. I don't see how you could. My body is so picky, and I'm not though. That's the thing. I'll eat spicy food, and then it just destroys the next day. It just every shit. I just got swamp ass walking around. I start chafing. My ass cheeks chafe. I'm sure you wanted to know this. Did you want to know this? Well, too bad, because now you do. Okay. My asshole chafes the day after I eat spicy food because it's just sweating. Because like you know how when you eat spicy food, your face sweats? Well, yeah, it makes your whole body sweat as it goes through, as it just keeps on sweating. And then you know when you like have to shit and you get like goosebumps because it's just so like fucked, you know, inside of you. And it's painful going in, and it's just brutal coming out, and your asshole sweats, and you got to take care of that. That's some business that you just gotta go and go away. Go lock yourself in a room with a bowl and just have your way. Have it your way. Burger King was referring to shitting. Yeah. That's where that thought ended. Have it your way. Have your shit be leave your body your way. You can do it. You can do it. You got this. You got this. Come on, poop. Poop. Oh, poop out your butt. You ever look in the toilet bowl and it's just a cloud? It's like algae floating in there. All right, we're moving on. What the fuck is dirt? 'Cause like that shit's small enough to get under your fingernails, and then you dig it out and you're like, this is just like what's one speck of dirt? Is it just a bunch of shit? Like, is it poop? Like literally poop? What is dirt? I always thought dirt was earthworms poop. That's what I just decided it was in my head. It's like when earthworms eat whatever, then they poop it out, and that is dirt. Like I used to go around like telling people that worms poop dirt. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but I'm sure that if you ate a worm, that's why it's so gross to eat a worm, right? Because they're Dookie's poop, because they're Dookie's dirt. Worms Dookie's dirt. Yeah, is that anything? But that's probably not true, and I'm not gonna look it up because I don't really want to know whether or not I was wrong, because you don't want to ruin these things. You know, with the internet, you can just Google all the spoilers you want. You know, it's life spoilers. David just won't know that. You know, I just won't know, and I'll think I know, and I'll go around saying I know, and I'm saying this thing that's absolute horseshit, but. That's how life used to be before the internet. You know, what am I going to go to a fucking library and get an encyclopedia? And then where am I going to find the article about on what worms poop? I'm never going to find the answer to that question. And I don't really want to, because in my head, worms poop dirt and that's it. that's final. That's the only way it can be. And that's just wet. So all dirt, when you get like a little dirt under your fingernails, yeah, it's worms. Worms poop. And it's true. And there's nothing you can do to change my mind. Even if you look it up and you're like, actually, I don't care. It's more fun to believe this. So I'm going to continue living my life like a winner, because this is what winners think. And I don't, you want to be a winner. So if you want to be a winner, you just need to make up. It's when I don't know something, I just like decide on the most logical explanation for myself. And I will state it like it's a fact. Like if somebody's like, blah, 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 I'm like, oh, blah, blah, because I couldn't think of an example. And I say it like it's factual and I just know it. But like half the time I probably don't. But I sound smart to the people who don't know it either. But I just say it like it's true. So they think I'm smart. And I just bred stupidity. I just spread it around. Everybody can get a little bit of this stupidity, because I got plenty of it. I got so much stupidity to go around. I could just inject it into other people's brains with my words. You know, you just stuff it in their ears. Hey, earthworms poop dirt. And they're like, I guess so. I mean, I never thought about it, but it makes sense. Like, earthworms poop dirt. Like, if you cut open a worm, you just, that little dirt, there's dirt inside. So earthworms, they're the weirdest, huh? They're the weird boys, especially because their mouths are so small and you can see them, the big images of an earthworm's mouth, but you can't see it. And so you're just holding this little guy in your hand, but really you're holding a monster. You're holding a fucking killing machine. You don't know what it eats. What do earthworms eat? See, this is a perfect example of something that we could look up, but we're not going to, because it's not fun that way. So what do earthworms eat? Plants. That's not a very fun answer, but we could find out. Earthworms eat bugs, grass. Earthworms don't dig holes. You know, when they go under the ground, they don't move, they don't displace the earth around them. What they do is they eat the dirt, and then slowly the dirt moves through them and it starts coming out their butt as they go down. And they're just this tube that just earthworms are just a straw that dirt goes through as it moves towards the, that's, they don't dig. And that's why when it rains, they float to the top, because all that gets mushy and then they're like, I'm stuck, uh-oh, we're just rising, and then they're above the ground. And this is true. And this is true. Don't look it up. I know it's true because I made it up in my head. And everything that you think is correct. Everything that you think is not only correct, it's valuable to someone. When you were a kid growing up, I'm going to speak generally because everybody had my experience growing up. You always wanted to be the big kids, you know? Like, oh man, you feel so inadequate because you're young, you know? And people look down upon you, literally, because you're young. Like, it's because you're young that they look down on you, not because you're short. It's because you're young that they look down on you, and they're just looking down on you, and you're like looking up at them. It's the people you look up to. You want to be like the people that you look up to, right? So you're looking up to these big kids because they're older than you and taller than you. So naturally you have to look up to them. And this whole time you're a kid that you just want to be the big kid. You just want to be like the big kids. And then suddenly you are the big kid. I am a big kid. And it's way less interesting than it sounds. To be a big kid, it's the inflection changes. I want to be like the big kids. Well, now you're just a big kid. You know, you're a kid that is just still growing, still developing. Because really, I mean, I'm not done developing until I'm 25, but I'm getting pretty close, you know? And it's just interesting to think about the fact that now people look down upon big people who are in their 20s and they're just still kids. But wasn't that the goal the whole time? To be a kid your whole life? That's my goal. I don't want to ever grow up. Dude, growing up, why? So people get mad at you for not growing up because you're still having fun? Do you want me to not have fun? Do you want me to be miserable just like you? No thanks. I will continue to be a big kid. And they look down, but the difference is now they look down on me for being a big kid. But I don't look at them. I don't look up to them. I've never looked up to adults. I've only looked up to big kids. You know, you see that your fun favorite YouTubers growing up, you watch your YouTubers and you're like, wow, they just have so much fun. And that's their job, to have fun. I want that to be my job, to just sit and have fun. Just sit and have fun. That's my job. Of course I want to do that. But not ever once have I been like, I want to grow up one day and just sit under fluorescent lights, going blind and fucking breaking my back in the process because I'm just sitting all day hunched over at a desk in a cubicle in an office full of 150 other people who do the same shit. Hell no. Never once in my life have I been like, I need to get a real job. Because I like to pretend I do have a real job. Listen, I do have a real job, but I like to pretend that this is my job because this is like, this is the dream right here, you know? So now you're a big kid, and the adults, the people with real jobs and lives that they hate, look down upon you because you have the thing that they don't have, which is happiness. But it all goes, so like it all, you know, every other day is a miss, or, you know, it's a gamble which side of the bed you're going to wake up on. It could be, I feel like my happiness is congruent with how much sun is outside. Today's an exception, it's raining, but on rainy days, I have off. So it is, I wanted to say catch 22, but that's not what it is. It's good both ways, you know. It's nice because I have days off when it rains, but when it rains, there's nothing outside you can do. And I get sad when I'm inside for too long, which is why winter was so fucked. This winter was fucked, dude. But we made it. We made it to the other side of winter. Yeah, I think I might start just pre-recording like 20 or 30 episodes just so that when winter comes, I can just be a piece of shit, you know, just be the piece of shit that my brain's telling me to be. Listen, it's winter. You need to hibernate. You need to just be warm and inside and just wait until the other side of this thing. Because if you don't, and you still try to push yourself when it's cold, you're just going to want to die. You know, nothing's going to be good. You're going to succumb to those guilt trips. You're going to be mad at yourself for not doing the work that you wish you would do, but you can't because the cold has drained you of all your energy. So I don't look up to adults with real jobs because I feel like real jobs implies that you are not happy. You know, a traditional success. It's like, what does that mean? Oh, cool. You went to your 9 to 5 again. You know, don't you feel stuck after a while? For most people, their work isn't their passion. It's the shit that they do on the side that's their passion. So when people ask me what I do, I'm just like, ugh. But I've talked about this before. I've talked about this all before. We're all saying the same things every day. Don't you just wake up and think the same things every fucking day? You just wake up and it's like the same bullshit over and over. You're just thinking about the same old thing. Am I the only person who's in the same exact position as they were 2.5 years ago? Am I the only person who hasn't done shit? Let me know. Like, are we all on the same page here? I have done absolutely nothing since the pandemic started, and I don't think I'm ever going to be happy again. No. Being happy takes effort, and I'm trying not to sneeze. You ever think about the word medium as it pertains to art? But like in the medium way, like as in can talk to dead people? Like the fact that that's the same word implies that when you're drawing, you are conjuring something. You are pulling something out of the tool that you're using. Like, which medium did you use? Which tool are you using to channel the dead? what are you using to pull that something out of nothing? Because you take the thing and then you just summon the spirit of something through your pencil and it comes out onto the page. Which medium did you use? I just think that's a very interesting phrase, term of phrase, just the words. I like words. I like words a lot because every day I find something new and I'm just like, damn, I love double meanings. You know, you're like, that moment when you're like, yeah, that's the best. Like I was talking about tying a knot. It was for rock climbing, just tying a knot. And I'm like, man, I can't not do this. And he was like, just double puns, dude. I guess I am a dad. Dude, somebody told me that I looked like a, somebody told me that I looked like an impractical joker, and I have no idea how to take that. Do I look like I'm 50? Is that my vibe? Like, I've been told that I look like a dad before, and that's fine because that's a compliment to people who are into dad bods. But the implication there is that I'm 50. At least in my head, I was like, you look like those. Why do people always compare me to people who look old? Do I look old? I still feel like I look like I'm 2. I look in the mirror and I'm like, baby face, baby face, baby face. I say it 3 times like red rum, and then something appears and tells me, you're a little child, you're a little child. And it makes me feel all insecure about my age, my face. I hate my fucking face. God, it's so wide. I can't. People are like, it's proportional to my body. I'm just a thick person, I guess. I feel, I don't even know. You don't even know how to view yourself. But I think, I know my head is big, but maybe it's proportional to my body. And people are like, your head's not that big. And then I have to tell them, I can't wear a hat. Okay? You know how you just wear a ball cap? I have to, it's too shallow. There's too much surface area on my head. It doesn't go deep enough. And then it falls right off. So even if I put it to the biggest thing, it's like, yeah, we got around it, but now we got to go down, you know? It's tall and wide. So my head's big. I had to wear a men's size helmet when I was 8, when I was learning to ride a bike. Like, I don't know, that's probably younger than that. But I remember I had the same helmet as when I was 8 as when I was like 14. Like, my head was like the first thing. Like, it was just boom, boom, your head's done. We finished your head before the rest of your whole body. And then I had to grow into my head. At least that's how I remember it happening. See, you don't know, like, you don't know how you look on the outside. And that's something that's plagued me for a lot of my life. But I think I'm starting to give less fucks, because what am I going to do? Like, what are people going to do? Be like, why did, like, the insecurity to look the way that you look just naturally, like, not your fucking long hair, whatever, beard, whatever, but your face. I'm talking about my face. I've always looked at my face and just been like, that's unfortunate. But then I have people in my comments calling me Charlie Puth, and I'm like, is it? Because he's a good-looking guy, right? You know? I just have this idea of myself that I'm just like, who, how is that even a person? That's how I look at myself in the mirror. One time I walked past myself in the mirror, and I just thought, like, I genuinely heard in my head, ugh. Like, ew. The fuck? So that's my, I'm very confident in myself. That's how I view myself. But I'm working on it. I think I'm genuinely, I've been wanting to meet new people recently. And I have met two people that I never, like, people that are in the sphere of my life that I never really, like, talked to, because I was just nervous. I was so nervous to talk. One of my biggest fears as a kid was up until graduation. Like, I didn't want to, like, go to graduation parties, or I didn't go to my college graduation. That's a separate thing, though. I was talking about high school. Up until, like, high school, and even after that, I get super uncomfortable when, like, parts of my life cross over. Like, if I see somebody who I used to work with in public, I just, like, you don't exist outside of that space. You just are in that. I just, like, delegate. And I'm like, okay, you're a teacher, and that's just, you exist in school. I will never see you outside of here. And then when I do, I'm just like, but you don't know, you're not. No, no, impossible. Just, like, seeing people that you kind of know is just so terrible. I think, I know why. I know why. Seeing people that you kind of know in public is always, like, it always precedes small talk. If you see somebody that you kind of know in public, if you talk to them, it's gonna be, hey, how's it been, how's everything, how's it going, you know, because you don't know what else to say, because you know them but you don't, and you just, like, anything that they say is just gonna be, oh, okay, yeah, I've been doing it. And it's just like, okay, like, sure, that's what you've been up to. I mean, my shit is always, I usually just say something depressing then. It's like, oh, I'm just hanging in there, you know? I'm one of those people. I'm just like, oh, still trucking along. Still having existential crises on the daily. What's up? You know? Fucking just like, I hate the formality. I just hate formalities. But yeah, that used to be one of my biggest fears, is just seeing people in public that I kind of know. Seeing people outside of their role, you know? Their movie of my life. Because nobody has a life outside of me. I am my entire world. People exist in my life at certain times and certain places. And outside of that, I don't think you exist. I never think about you. I it's not that serious, but it's funny because it's kind of true. Like, it's not that extreme, but you gotta push it. Yeah, seeing people in public is fucked. I hate it. But I'm getting better at it, I think. I'm just being more trying to be comfortable being myself and just saying the kind of jokes that I would say, just approaching people like you, giving people like the benefit of the doubt, right? Being confident enough in other people that they're far enough along in their lives to think that they're gonna accept you lovingly, right? And they're probably doing the same shit or being anxious because that's the alternative. What am I trying to say here? It's hard to get over social anxiety, but it's just the that you need a reminder to that, like, everybody's just thinking about themselves. Like, the way that you are worried about what you're doing and thinking, like, nobody's thinking of you outside of that moment, you know? Like, the way I just said that about other people, you know? They're not worried about what you said because that was then. They're worried about what they said. You know? It's so stupid. Because you overthink the things that you say, and then you decide in your head that that's like the way it is, and the people who have been who you said that to are thinking about that. But you're not the fucking main character, dude. All right? Get over yourself. Man, dreams are fucking wild. Like, you dream the weirdest, most abstract shit. Like, you can't even explain. I had a dream that I popped a pimple and out came long ways, okay? Rice. Just out of my skin, one after the other, connected. Just a row of rice came out of my horizontally, like perpendicular, no, parallel to my skin. The rice line, the conga line of rice came, and it just that was the pus. It was rice all along, guys. It's white, and then your skin makes it dirty and it turns yellow. So pus is rice, so you can eat it. It's carbs, okay? It's not bad. Oh, I got chills just imagining eating pus. I'm sorry about that one. Never again. Don't eat pus. That's not good. Don't like that. Oh, have you ever accidentally eaten earwax? Oh, dear fucking God. That shit is vile. That is the most. I've never tried cum. I've never tried to eat my nut, but I would imagine that it would not taste as bad as earwax. Okay? All right. That's it? Okay. Hear me out. Nut wouldn't taste as bad as earwax. All right? That's all I'm saying. I think the only thing that could taste worse than earwax that the body produces is probably shit, but I've never tried that either. So as far as I'm concerned, earwax is the worst tasting thing that a human body can produce. What do we gain from knowing this? Nothing. But let me tell you, if you've ever accidentally eaten earwax, you understand that shit is absolutely fucking vile. Didn't they make a fucking candle out of it on Ghostbusters? Ghostbusters? Mythbusters. You know, same shit. Really. That's what they, you know. It's Mythbusters, the title was inspired by Ghostbusters, I guess. Yeah, I'm sure that would smell real bad. So real fucking rotten, dude. It's so pungent. It's so strong. It's like stronger than wasabi, dude. You put one little goblet of earwax on your tongue, and it is just, your body's like, holy fuck, holy fuck. Your whole face is just like, yo. Yo. God, I hate earwax. And you ever like, I mean, I don't wash, I don't dig out the earwax from my ears because you're not supposed to do that. I kind of just like let it be. Let it be. And sometimes I just thought of saying, can't hold it back anymore. So we're just going to let it be mixed with let it go. All right. Brilliant. You're not supposed to put Q-tips in your ears. It just pushes it in and it can actually like give you infections and like problems. It can just like how else are you stuffing? I don't ever like stuff anything down my ear. Nothing goes in my ear because I don't want to fuck with that natural process of your like earwax being pushed out. It gets pushed out if you don't do anything. It just one day it's in there and then all of a sudden you feel something move and you're like, oh, it's falling out. And it sounds gross, but it's natural. So I don't know. How dedicated are you to being clean? I recently found out that you don't have to wear deodorant. And if you don't for like, if you commit to it for like a month, you'll be at your baseline again. So it's kind of like, oh, some things that we think are normal are really not, you know, you can just like leave it alone and it'll go back to its ways. That's why I've stopped showering. That's why I no longer clip my nails. It's natural. It'll do what it's supposed to. I don't brush my teeth. I don't do any of that shit. You know, I don't get vaccines. Fuck science, dude. I'll get gum disease if I feel like it. That's how you're gonna find me. Dead of fucking scurvy somehow. You know? Cause I'm trying to be one with nature. I'm trying to be like, who's the princess that can call the birds, you know? I don't know who that is. Sacagawea. Mary Poppins? Nope. No, not Disney princess. No. Oh, it's something like that, though. It's on the tip of my tongue, not Rapunzel. This is fun. Is this fun to listen to me trying to think of the name of the princess who can call to birds? I guess I'll look it up. Aurora? Nah, Sleeping Beauty? I've never heard of Aurora. Well, I guess, I mean, I have, but I didn't know the name. So I would have never gotten it. This is a fucking bullshit game. How am I supposed to win if I don't know it? You know? It's like, well, then you fail. You don't get it right. It's like, yeah, but I don't even know it. It's not even fair. How am I supposed to get it right if I don't know it? It's like, that's the whole game, is if you know it or not. So yeah, but I don't know it. So it's like not really fair that they ask that question. Trivia. Why would they put that on there? Why would they put that on the test? I don't know it. So fucking rude. That's like low-key how a lot of people think. But no, it's not fair. It's not fair to me because everything needs to be fair to me. You know, it's like I was like rock climbing and there was a difficult climb. And I was just like, that's not fair. How could they set that if I can't do it? Nothing should be out of my reach at any given moment. I should just be babied and coddled forever. And that would be good. I think that would be really good for society. I think we need more babying. I think we need people to treat other people like their children. Because that's really what we are. We're just big. We're big kids. We're big kids. We're the big kids. And you need to treat people like they're also babies. Like they're babies. You need to talk to them like they're stupid. What? This took a turn. I don't know where. Fuck, I totally forgot where I was going to go with that. I don't remember what I was saying. Shit. Next moment, I suppose. That happens sometimes. Sometimes your brain is like, eh. Moving on. Move on. This is a note that I wrote. It's kind of like a one-liner. Tell me, do I always make the conversation about me? I have a lot of little jokes like that. Like, I can't remember the last time I was drunk. that one's fun for me. Because you wouldn't. So legal weed is a thing now in New Jersey. And let me tell you, they make some fire ass gummies, dude. I only had one. I had one just to like take the edge off and like allow me to be myself, because it's very difficult for me to get into this headspace. And I was like, fuck, it's even more difficult to do it in front of a camera. But what I noticed is that if I listen to music like I'm used to, like if I put myself in a comfortable place, which is just listening to music, I'm listening to music. And I don't ever address the camera, barely address the camera, because that's like making eye contact, and we hate that, hate making eye contact. Then I can actually talk for 50 minutes and it doesn't feel like too difficult. So that's how this podcast is going to go from now on. I'm just ate a gummy, listening to music, not looking at the camera, not making eye contact. No, thank you. And we're just going to think aloud because I was uncomfortable. It felt forced. It was feeling forced. I felt forced. I do always make the conversation about me, though. And that's what I hate that. I just need to like care about other people and stop asking. Like, stop. Sometimes you ask somebody a question only because you want to tell them something, but you feel bad about like just only talking about yourself. So you just fake care about their life so that you could talk about yours, and it's fucked. And I'm like, that's the thing I hate most, equality in like other people, but it's just a reflection of myself. It's the thing that I hate most about myself, because I feel like I don't really, empathy's fucked. Empathy's hard, and I just need to shut the fuck up because I'm talking about myself. When motivational YouTubers tell you to stay hungry, they are referring to a state of mind that you enter when you have intermittent fasted for the entire morning until about like 3 p.m. is usually when you start feeling like the survival mode of being hungry. You get into this like elevated state of consciousness where you're like hyper aware of everything that's around you, and your body kind of like shuts off the being hungry and starts like turning on these like functions that are just like, you need to acquire, you know, you need to get after it. And like your body forces you into this primal state where you're just like out to get food, and you can channel that for the things that you want to do, and it gives you energy throughout the day. And it really helps if you just don't eat. So when motivational YouTubers are talking about staying hungry and getting being hungry and getting after it, they're saying to starve yourself. Okay, if you want to become successful, you got to stop eating, because eating is what is making you feel lethargic, because you've felt that reward. You know, everything, food is a drug. When you eat it, it releases serotonin or dopamine, probably serotonin too, because it's life. You're staying alive. Ha ha ha, staying alive. Had to put that in there because it said it. And when you do that, you're just skipping the step and you're just going straight to the reward. But what you really need to do is you need to stop eating so that you can enter that state of mind where you are getting after it. And you need to become really skinny. So skinny. You need to, if you can't see, this is how all these people have abs, dude. They don't eat so that you can see their abs. And I've always been like a little bit on the chubbier side. I've had that dad bod. You know, I got that dad bod a little bit. So it would help me too if I really took my own advice. It's just, you just got to stop eating. And so that's what I've done, as I've stopped eating. You don't have to stop, because it's eliminating the desire to get after it, you know? If you're never hungry, then you're never hungry. You need to get hungry. They say, how do you get there? You know, you need to be hungry for what you want. You gotta get after it. You just gotta grind. And how are you supposed to grind if you're never hungry? So what you need to do is you need to stop eating. Okay? So what if you fucking lose a bit of muscle? So what? What if, dude, so what? You're like 93 pounds. It's good. You're doing the right thing. You're getting hungry. That's as far as I want to take that. I feel like otherwise I'm kind of milking it. That's an idea for a bit. That I explored a little. That's just like all this podcast is. The whole idea is exploring bits. Just trying to get the juice. Trying to get some juice out of these words. Juicy fucking words. I love them. Anyway, I think that's about all I have in the tank for this evening. So, this evening? It's fucking 2. 2:30. Feels like the nighttime. Anyway. When it rains, the whole day is night. Okay? That's just the way it is. All right, I'll see you guys in the next episode. Goodbye.